Okay, well, here we come, we're saying Rooney's team's manager. We squeaked a 3-2 win there, but I think we can count ourselves lucky that that Morecambe didn't get any extra chances. Otherwise, we might have been walking away from here with just 1 point.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they were clinical in the little chances that they took. I thought we showed good fighting spirit to fight all the way to the end and get the win again, which is showing a great sign of character from the girls, really.
They didn't have many chances, Morecambe, although probably we had more of the possession, but they hit us with the two pretty much punches that they did throw at us. Probably had two shots on net and scored with both of them, and good goals.
Yeah, they took the finish as well, and they created some good chances that they took, so credit to them. But I think we need to just step up our game a little bit in these next few weeks and really clamp out these oppositions in terms of big chances and really get that out of our system so we dictate and control the game a little bit more.
Yeah, we looked a little disjointed through the game. I don't think there was many times where we strung a lot of passes together. We seem to be missing sort of like the ability to thread the ball through and get it into the right positions.
Yeah, the combination player was breaking down quite a bit, and credit to Morecambe, they made it tough for us in central areas and they always had pressure on the ball, so it wasn't easy at times. But then, that being said, I thought our quality wasn't the greatest, so there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, and a nice winner by Kate O'Gara there, roundly celebrated by the rest of the fans and players, and I presume the management over the far side where you lot were. She took that really well.
Definitely, she's not a stranger to late goals, is she? So
no,
she took that finish really well. She's had a few shots outside the box, and we've hit the crossbar to be fair a few times. So we have been a bit unlucky in our shooting, but we created chances. So there was a chance for the game to be totally out of their hands come 60 minutes, but it's not gone our way today, really.
Yeah, Natalie hit the bar a couple of times with them bouncing, it ping-ponged around the nets, but unfortunately they didn't go in for this on this occasion. But we've got the win, and you've always got to say that when you're not playing so well and things are disjointed but you're still getting the wins, then that's the sort of thing that you've got to be happy with to an extent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that championship spirit, if you've got that and you're still winning games but not quite performing to your level, it shows the quality that we have in the squad and the depth we have in the squad. So pleased that we've got the 3 points. Is there room for improvement? Absolutely, there always is. But I think at the same time, we've got to give credit to the girls for fighting back. And we went for 3 goals that we thought would come, but it didn't quite come how we anticipated. They've done really well.
Back to keep on our winning ways, but maybe back to a bit more clinical ways next week. Have we got next up?
Absolutely. At the moment, the league haven't assigned us a fixture, but we're waiting for them to rearrange. So hopefully by tomorrow or Tuesday, they'll give us a notice of rearranging. But we know the likes of Morecambe have not played many home games, so there'll be lots of rearranged fixtures and a lot of movement in that coming up.
This was originally, this weekend was going to be where the Merseyrail game was going to be played, weren't it? Well, we've got that one out of the way. Always better to try and get them in as and when you can. And hopefully we've got a game and it'll be home or away, and we'll be there anyway.
Absolutely, thank you.